2 Samuel chapter 6. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Yehudah, to bring up from there the ark of Yahweh, whose name is called by the name of Yahweh of hosts that dwells between the cherubims. And they set the ark of Elohim upon a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah. And Uzziah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of Yahweh. And Ahio went in front of the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before Yahweh on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps and on psalteries and on timbrels and on cornets and on cymbals. And when they came to Nachon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of Yahweh and took hold of it, because the oxen had shaken it. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and Yahweh smote him there because of his error, and there he died by the ark of Elohim. And David was displeased because Yahweh had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perizzuzah to this day. And David was afraid of Yahweh that day and said, "How shall the ark of Yahweh come to me?" So David could not remove the ark of Yahweh to him to the city of David, but David carried it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of Yahweh continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and Yahweh blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told to King David, saying, "Yahweh has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertains to him because of the ark of Elohim." And so David went and brought up the ark of Yahweh from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they had that bore the ark of Yahweh had gone 6 paces, that he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before Yahweh with all his might. And David was girt about with a linen ephod. And so David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of Yahweh with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of Yahweh came into the city of David, Michal, Shaul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before Yahweh, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of Yahweh and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, among the whole multitude of Israel, as well as to the women, as men, to every one a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, every one to his house. And then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Shaul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." And David said to Michal, "It was before Yahweh, who chose me before your father and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of Yahweh, over Israel. Therefore will I play before Yahweh, and I will yet be more vile than this, and will be base in my own sight. And of the maidservants which you've spoken of them shall I be had in honor." And for this reason Michal, the daughter of Shaul, had no child all the way to the day of her death. End of chapter.